Document, Downfall, Strategic Plan for Operations in the Japanese Archipelago, released 26 September 1991. The Black Vault Entry, https://theblackvault.com, Document Archive, various Dubai reports and documents, canonical PDF, https://theblackvault.com, documents, WWI Marine 1239. PDF. This is a declassified document. Downfall, Strategic Plan for Operations in the Japanese Archipelago, published by the U.S. Marine Corps in 1991. The original plan was created in May 1945 by General Headquarters, United States Army Forces in the Pacific. The document is a reprint of historical works, not intended to become doctrine or to be published in Fleet Marine Force manuals. It outlines the strategic plan for the conquest of Japan in World War II, including original directives, assumptions, and operational details. The plan envisions the operation in terms of forces, organization, and coordination. It specifically outlines operations on separate islands, logistics operations, and the phasing of the entire operation. FMFRP 12-39. Downfall. Strategic Plan for Operations in the Japanese Archipelago is published to ensure the retention and dissemination of useful information. Foreword 1. Purpose. Fleet Marine Force Reference Publication, FMFRP 12-39. Downfall. Strategic Plan for Operations in the Japanese Archipelago is published to ensure the retention and dissemination of useful information, which is not intended to become doctrine or to be published in Fleet Marine Force manuals. 2. Scope. This reference publication is the actual strategic plan for the conquest of Japan in World War II, published in May of 1945. Replete with the original directives and assumptions that were made, the plan envisions the operation in terms of forces, organization, and coordination. 3. Certification. Reviewed and approved this date. By direction of the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Directive A. This plan is formulated pursuant to directives contained in JCS 1259-4, 3rd April 1945, and JCS Radiogram WX87938, 26 May 1945. B. The following overall objective for the operations is assigned by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. To force the unconditional surrender of Japan by 1. Lowering Japanese ability and will to resist by establishing sea and air blockades, conducting intensive air bombardments, and destroying Japanese air and naval strength. 2. Invading and seizing objectives in the industrial heart of Japan. C. The following basic command relationships are established by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. 1. Command of all United States Army resources in the Pacific, less the 20th Air Force, Alaskan Department, and Southeast Pacific, is vested in the Commander-in-Chief, United States Army Forces in the Pacific. Assumptions A. Hostile, that the Japanese will continue the war to the utmost extent of their capabilities and will prepare to defend the main islands of Japan with every means available to them. B. Own forces, that operations in this area will be opposed not only by the available organized military forces of the Empire, but also by a fanatically hostile population. This document outlines the strategic plan for the conquest of Japan in World War II. The plan envisions the operation in terms of forces, organization, and coordination. It specifically outlines operations on separate islands, logistics operations, and the phasing of the entire operation. This is what the public record looks like at its most ordinary. Storyflow.com. Document URL. https://www.theblackvault.com. Documents WWII Marine 1239. PDF.